Everybody does do everything for the show, but you know what, folks? It's all about to get all twisted around here on The Late Show. Our good friend Mustard Boy is all I know you by. What's your name, man?
Jim.
All right, Jim came in here, and he went to buy the Late Show CDs. Good man. He bought the CD. Thank you very much for the moolah. But he pulls out $100. The tables are turned. A listener has come down here offering me something to do.
Exactly.
There's been a leak for like 2 weeks here at CD 101. And we now have an entire, see that big, huge garbage bucket? It is full of cold water.
How about outside?
In that bucket.
No, outside naked, having the bucket dumped on you.
Dude, do you realize how cold that water is already? Oh my God. It is done. That is what will happen.
So the stage is set. It's a six-man and woman operation. Jim mans the boards. My girlfriend Jessica and I get undressed. Marty and yet another listener get the 50-gallon bucket ready for dispersal. And yet another listener holds the phone so you all can hear us. Tell you the truth, I think she just wanted to see me naked. But that's beside the point.
I am Adam Contras, and I'm on a phone.
Look at this. I slowly walk away. Our good friend Jim is going to take over. Say hello, Jim.
Hey.
Okay. Can you hear me all right in the phone?
I can hear you.
Come on, Jess. You agreed to be my girlfriend. Well, here's what's going to happen, folks. It's pretty cold outside right now. But we're going butt naked. This is awesome. This is what the Late Show is all about. Guy offered me $100 to take all my clothes off and get ice cold water poured on us that has been leaking. Okay, it's a little cold right now.
Oh my God.
Actually, here.
Wait, I need to know right now what words we're not allowed to say.
Oh no, just let it go. Here, hold on to this.
Sure. Don't be a puss, Adam.
Hello. I'm not being a puss.
Oh, I am.
He's sitting here.
There's
no pussies on here.
Okay,
are you
ready? Because we're going to count 1, 2, 3. We're going
to run
out there,
have
something, and we're
coming
back in.
Well, I'm taking my time at this point.
Wow,
I didn't expect to see this tonight.
Not at all.
Come on, babe, take it off.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Hold on a second.
We are about to go into the parking garage.
Give me the phone back. There's a car coming. Are you there, my friend Jim?
I am here.
What? A cop circled like 30 seconds ago.
Hey,
damn,
Adam.
It's cold. What was that, Jim?
Adam, remember, you got to sit down and wait for the water to be poured on you.
Yeah, we're going to squat down. Right, I got that. I understand how that works, you greedy bastard.
Hey, she gets my money that you're getting.
She's not there anymore? Okay, take your damn shirt off.
You got to put that close, so you
okay,
good.
We got to do this quick.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
You butt naked. Cover it up.
Oh, what if I only had you, man?
I didn't think Marty would have to see me like this, but there's nothing right about this at all. Come on, babe.
I don't want to do it. Quick.
All right, there's no...
Okay, is this a camera?
Oh, what a view.
Can you see us?
I can see you guys. How you doing out there?
We're in a monitor. Sorry, we're going to... Okay, now I'm actually getting scared. Watch for the cops.
What are
we gonna do?
I
love you so much, honey. Oh, my dear Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, you should see this thing coming up on you guys.
Somebody let us in because we are locked out in the garage.
You guys are locked out?
Oh my God, this is great. We left the damn door shut. Son of a bitch.
You kicked that wood out of here.
Does the guy even know where the thing... Jim, please come to the door.
I don't know how to get to the garage door.
Oh my God. Complete shrinkage.
You can
unbelievable
send...
shrinkage at this point.
Adam, you can send somebody around to the side
door. Oh my God. Oh, damn! There's wind now. Jim, go to the door now!
How do I get there, Adam?
Do you see what happens when you get greedy? I guess they will be circling the block naked.
I'm stealing 150 if you don't get here in 10 seconds.
Adam, I don't know how to get there.
Oh, my God, my nuts are so cold.
I have no idea how to get to the door.
Oh, please, Jim, come on. You got to know where the back door is, dude.
All right, I'll go look for it real quick.
Then Marty Moose, producer extraordinaire, goes around the side and lets us in.
Here we go! All
right! We're in the building. Where the hell is that asshole who didn't want to open the door?
I didn't know where the door was, Adam.
I bet you would have been able to find where the door was!
He's banging on the door. Where is the door?
Oh my god. Well, that sucks.
Okay, well, the cops didn't come. That's good. That's good.
And remember that cop that was circling around before we went out? Well, she came back.
No! Wait, he was...
Now there's there's that cop!
Oh my god.
He's back, he's looking up in the window.
Would you put some clothes on?
Dude, I'm trying to get some clothes on. Shoot! Get your shirt on. What can she do?
Adam, you're lying.
Oh, it's you!
Yes.
What do you mean, oh, it's you?
Oh.
You're lying.
What's up?
They were lying.
They were lying. Do we legally have to say what we're lying? Because I'll say anything you want me to say at this.
No.
So what's the story? What happened?
Our wagon guys are out in a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah.
And they were listening. And they probably called me and said, "Lisa, that naked people over here." I said, "Nuh-uh." He said, "Yeah, they're about to go naked." I said, "Well, let me know." And they said, "I hope no police are listening." Adam, you knucklehead.
Well,
so I scooted around the other side of the building and I was talking to the city guys. They're cleaning off the freeway and they private called me and said, "Lisa, go now, they're naked." They said they're naked right now. They said, "Lisa, you've been on the air before, go in there, talk to them."
Now that's truly stuff you don't hear every day. CD 101.